Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the Ostrava Camera Oco, the seventh edition of the festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Alexis Krasilovsky, whose film Women Behind the Camera screened here today at the festival, and it was also followed by a great talk. But enough about me talking and introducing the film. Maybe you could tell our listeners what your film talks about.
Well, I'm really interested in the challenges that camera women have faced in a super male-dominated industry. The film and television industry is really all around the world. And I'm also interested in women's visions. What are their unique visions, and do they see differently than men, or is it not something where you can generalize like that? So those kinds of issues, and the stories of the women facing insurmountable odds in some cases to become camera women, professional camera women making their living at it. Those stories intrigue me.
Yeah.
And we started with Hollywood camera women and New York camera women, because I'm an American. And we heard at least that it was easier for women in France.
Yeah.
And so I thought, wow, let's go international. We'll put Hollywood to shame and make sure that women get more jobs, because the numbers have been so low. It's like 2 to 5% of the top 250 top-grossing films in Hollywood are shot by female directors of photography. If you can imagine all the incredibly talented young women winning awards, A students, getting out of film school, ready to go, a reel available and everything, and then they don't get jobs.
Yeah.
It's really tragic.
It's a really, really small percentage, but still there is some people that think, oh, that's not true, you know, for this and for that reason. But why do you think there is such a disparity, especially taking even just in consideration the role of the cinematographer?
Well, if I can think outside the box for a second,
of course.
At least in the United States, recently the ACLU, which is American Civil Liberties Union, has collected stories from women directors who have been discriminated against over the years. And there's a lot of excitement right now. Lots of women's groups, Alliance of Women Directors in Hollywood, Film Fatale in New York and L.A., lots of women in the media groups are fighting tooth and nail to make sure that women directors' films will be seen and that they'll get more opportunities to direct, because the numbers are pretty low for directors as well. So if we can do it for directors, why can't we do it for women cinematographers, women screenwriters, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's not that different really generically from talking about women in the coal industry or women firefighters or women police officers or women soldiers. You know, there are issues that have to do with gender equity.
Yeah.
And work issues, and those are the kinds of things that we're trying to solve. But we did find that, like, for example, the first woman to direct features, director, because she is actually a director as well as a director of photography in India, Vijay Lakshmi. She had like 20 features to her credit. I mean, that was an enormous number compared to women who were getting maybe one or two breaks as young women, lots of reviews, awards for their work, and then they couldn't necessarily go on to the next project or the next project. So, you know, by thinking in terms of how have women been faring in other countries, the project began to get more and more global until it snowballed. And so when we finished the film in 2007, we started hearing from other women in Indonesia, in South Africa, in lots of additional camera women from Europe, from Norway, for example. And so that was the beginning of writing the book called Shooting Women Behind the Camera Around the World, that's coming out this coming month by Intellect Press in London.
Right.
And that's co-authored by Harriet Margolis from New Zealand, by me, and also by, we have a third co-author, Julia Stein in Los Angeles. So, you know, it's been a really big project with several things coming out of it. Two books and one or two films.
Yeah, and how is anyone going to be able to get their hands on this book?
Oh, definitely. It's intellectbooks.com, intellectbooks.com, for anyone in Europe or in the world in general, but for people who are listening in the United States, it's easier for them to get the book through University of Chicago Press, which is Intellect's kind of, sister press in the U.S.
Very good. You said something at the talk this morning, which, by the way, I found very interesting, that this is not just a female issue. And can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think it's a male issue for several reasons. One is that directors of photography do not just sprout out of the clouds as fully fledged directors of photography, male or female. Often they have to have contacts, they have to develop their craft, they have to learn about different technologies associated with their craft, they have to learn people skills in terms of leadership, and all of these things take time and thought and effort. And so I think for male cinematographers it can be very useful, because our book goes into all of these areas instead of just dealing with, you know, who are the greats of the cinematography world.
Yeah.
So that's one reason. Another issue is, like, for example, when we showed Women Behind the Camera at some of the film schools where most of the students are male, I thought, gee, maybe they're not going to want to see this film. But in fact, we had fascinating Q&As, because the male students were, in many cases, just as interested as female students in issues of, like, for example, parenting. You know, if you want to actually see your kids and be an active father instead of being on location and just, you know, sending money home, I mean, that becomes, it's a real problem. How do you balance a personal life with or without kids with a professional life that is extremely demanding, especially for people going on location?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I have to agree. It was a very complete look, and that's why I found it really, really rewarding. I do advise anyone to check the film out. But I also wanted to talk about the future projects. You have something in the works right now, don't you?
Oh, I think you're talking about my second. You know, it was really interesting making a global documentary that won, actually won like 4 Best Documentary Awards, and then traveling to lots of countries around the world. The film showed in like 60 festivals and conferences, not just this morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I started meeting all kinds of really interesting filmmakers in different countries, and we started thinking, gee, it would be really good to work together. And when I was at the Dhaka International Film Festival, then I talked to Sanjay Ghosh in particular from Calcutta, India, and we were there eating lavish festival food at embassy parties night after night. And meanwhile, like 10,000 people had just lost their shanty town dwellings to a fire, and it looked like the government wasn't doing anything to help them. And it was just such a disparity that we thought, why don't we make a film about the world hunger crisis? And we wanted to do that in such a way that we could appeal to rich people to open up their eyes to what some of the problems are, rather than just preaching to the people who already kind of know what the issues are.
Yeah.
And so I made a global film about pastry, the pleasures and perils of pastry, called Let Them Eat Cake.
Yes. And are you, it's in the works now.
Actually, we finished the film. It took 6 years to film in 12 countries.
Wow.
With unit producers and unit directors from West Africa, from Turkey, from India, from Bangladesh, from France. And this very, very international, transnational team of filmmakers working on that film.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds really good. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, you can see that at the website letthemeatcakefilm.com. You can see it on VOD.
Great. Well, I will check it out, and I hope our listeners will too. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and you have to rush off to a screening now.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure for me also.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.